to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Welcome to our post-show for WWE Payback here on Rant EM Radio. Double A being joined by Tony C, Surfer, and Brian. And gentlemen, another one is in the books. The crowd is filing out of the, what is it, the Royal Farms Arena? Whatever the hell that place is called.
They're probably keeping with the names of stadiums these days.
It's disgusting. Anyways, welcome. Welcome, welcome. So what do you guys think?
Predictable.
Mixed reviews.
I thought it was... It was like... How do I explain it? It was okay. It was nothing that, you know... I'm not going to write... I wouldn't write home about it.
It came across...
It feels predictable.
Yeah.
It came across as a pay-per-view that came off of... One we just saw not too long ago, and they know they got a couple more coming up within a matter of weeks.
Yeah. I think the problem here...
Mania could have a field day with that event.
I think the problem here is that the pay-per-view, you know, we had this tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, we have the Elimination Chamber. And 2 weeks after that, we have Money in the Bank. So in four weeks' time, we got three pay-per-views, and it's like, here we are, we're back to... 2003, 2004, when there were 16 pay-per-views on the card for the year.
You were around the end of the year when they're cramming all the pay-per-views in one time.
If it were up to me, I mean, okay, you're doing the Elimination Chamber, that's great, but I hope WWE doesn't spring another one of these events on us at the last minute. I mean, they did the King of the Ring 2-3 weeks ago at the last minute, and now this, you know, if it were me, I'd plan these things out and do, you know, like a Clash of the Champions type deal every quarter, you know, every quarter, every four months or something, instead of three.
Yeah, instead of having a Raw, have one of these go live on Monday night.
Yes and no.
Elimination Chamber should be live on Monday night. You want ratings? You want people to, you know, see? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I would go the route, though, of a, like a Clash of the Champions special type deal on...
But that was free. That was, what, Thursday night?
That was free, but my point is that if they want to do these specials that are going to be in between pay-per-views, you know, okay, that's fine. But let's leave it at the Elimination Chamber, and that's it. We need to be able to have some sort of build between the matches between now and SummerSlam, which is
August,
which is, you know, 2.5 months away, 2.5-3 months away.
You'll be there before you know it.
Exactly. And it's going to be difficult.
It's a good 90 some days out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still, if they do something like they're doing right now, three pay-per-views over the span of 30 days... It's going to be a little difficult.
I agree.
You know? But anyways...
And with the whole Cena and Rusev thing, he's going to be in the champ. Every title going to be on the match, so it's like, you're going to get to see that one once again.
And the other thing was, we had a lot of repeat matches tonight.
You're going to get a whole lot on
the match? With the Cena and Rusev match, like, how is this feud even still going? Like...
You know what it
is? Really think about when it started?
I don't think that it's going. I just think that it's... We needed an excuse to continue it, so they threw in the I Quit stipulation. I don't see it having much more gas now.
It should end that chain at the Elimination Chamber.
No, it should end tonight.
No,
it should have ended tonight.
It needs to end
right
now.
No,
right.
I'd end it tonight, and somebody else needs to go out there now and challenge John Cena for the U.S. title. And the thing was, in case you missed it, during the fallout from Payback, Byron Saxton interviewed John Cena, and they promoted the fact that the U.S. title open will continue tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw.
But it baffles me how, okay, well, never mind. It's like the TV title, so we're going to be defended every time a camera's on, so never mind. I'm not even going to wrap my brain around it.
He's doing the Great American Bash and flirting kind of the title like fucking 100 times.
Yeah, but with different opponents and all that stuff, you know? I don't know. I just think that...
come on. Every match we've seen, like we saw at the last pay-per-view. So it was nothing new except for the tag team with the Ascension and the Two Clowns. I mean, we've seen Sheamus
and Stigler. Let's talk about that. Let's go in order here. And if you want to be a part of the post show or you want to comment on something, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. Dolph Ziggler and Sheamus. I thought the match was solid. Of course, Ziggler at the end with the headbutt that busted him wide open. As Gordon Sully would say, yeah. He was wearing a crimson mask. And, yeah, Ziggler, though, did not come out victorious on this one. Sheamus picked up the victory, getting retribution over his loss back at Extreme Rules last month. Solid match.
Sheamus lost last month.
Right.
He just made him kiss his butt.
Yeah. And Ziggler, of course, shoved his ass right in Ziggler's face.
Did you see Ziggler's sketches? The picture he posted on his Twitter thing?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. He's got some gnarly stitches.
Yep. Not like Dusty would have just put some salve on that motherfucker and rolled to the next event.
Ziggler out there bleed.
Let's see here.
Sheamus is a fucking, he's old school. I'll give him that. He fucking lays it in.
Yeah. Moving on here. The New Day against Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. And let's start with that promo. They came out, they were ragging on Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles, who was in the crowd. And then the match started. Great, great match. Solid action. Of course, Tyson Kidd and Kofi traded pinfalls to even things up. And like I had questioned whether or not there was going to be two straight falls on one team, and there was. The New Day got the
I called that. I knew. I mean, that was predictable, Double A, but you knew Tyson was going to win the first fall, or who, you know, that team, and then they was going to win the next two. I mean, that was just the way it was.
Right, and then Xavier Woods, you know, after the first fall was screaming Freebird rule, and then he kind of enforced it himself in the third fall by replacing Kofi Kingston for the pinfall, and the referee was unaware of it and counted the three, and therefore they retained the tag team titles.
It's not the Freebird rule. It's the move is called They All Look Alike.
That, you know what? I thought about that and I was like, that's kind of, you know?
It's kind of, it's racist, though. All
my favorite part of the match was the celebration when they were drinking their milk.
Oh my God.
All the referee saw was a black back and some green pants.
And some dreads.
Book of Dano. He fit the description. That's what that move is called. Fitting the description.
Who is that referee? Let's see here.
He fit the description. Does he look like Kofi?
Let's get that referee's name here.
That boy's checking his referee Rolodex.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Jason Ayers.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
Jason Ayers. Anyways,
celebrating with the milk.
Yeah.
That was sweet, sir. I like the milk. I like the milk.
No, they should have had them. Great.
I like them. I like them. They're comical. I can see, you know, I like their skits and shit like that. They've got me sold.
I told you. They got a little something going. We're the new day. We're positive. We don't cuss. We don't complain.
Yet.
Then when they found out they were going to be in that match, what the hell?
That's like Booker T.
You know? Yeah. That's who they kind of mimicking themselves after. King Book.
Thaddeus. You know,
the hill comedians, it's working for him. It's working.
Teddy would lay down the law. Oh, what the hell, Teddy? Come on, dog.
You tripping, dog. I love it. Gotta love the New Day.
Oh, man. I tell you, though, during a match like that, you kind of wish Chet Lemon and Black Snow would be on the call.
They need to bring them back for one night only.
Chet Lemon and Black Snow?
Chet Lemon and Black Snow.
That right there is just... And what was beautiful about that was the screenshot, because they actually put their names up on the
exactly. on the screen. They had the graphic. It was was Booker T. Black Snow?
Yeah.
Kevin Nash?
No, it was Booker T.
Booker T. was Black Snow, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm posting it in the chat room now. That great scene. They have one of the few entertaining moments in TNA history.
and
that particular face that particular picture that I posted has a great Kevin Nash expression on it. So it just matches the setting of everything altogether.
One of his famous faces. Yeah. Oh my god. That's my dude. Oh man.
Chet Lemon and Black Snow at ringside.
And Nash came up with that, I can guarantee.
Of course. Of course he did. Because I don't think Booker T has the brains to do that. Though, no. You know, let me see. Do we have any? Let me see if we have any. Let's see here. No, we don't have any Chet Lemon clips. Black Snow and Chet Lemon. Let me see here. No video. Nope. Let's see here. Something about finding online. Nope. There's no videos. Oh, well. Oh, wait. Here we go. I think we've got a video. Nope. It's been blocked. All right. One day we'll find some video of Chet Lemon and Black Snow. Oh, boy. Moving on. Bray Wyatt versus Ryback. It kind of just
walked away from the screen on this match.
It kind of just was a wash.
See, part of the problem is with Ryback. Yeah, even with Ryback and with Bray Wyatt, what's the stakes in their match?
Nothing.
It's just
it was pointless. It could have been on Raw. It could have been on SmackDown.
Yeah,
I'm saying like that's not leading to either one of these guys like getting a title shot or moving up in some kind of ranking or anything. Just two guys fighting.
That's what they need to bring back. Yeah. Rankings.
Now I know the post show is lightly attended today, only because of two things: the Billboard Music Awards and the Mad Men finale. Because apparently Kanye West had a moment on the Billboard Awards.
Did he say something ignorant?
I don't know. I'm trying to.
Is that tonight? That's going on right now.
Yeah, they must be just wrapping up. It's lightly attended.
Was that a Rusev thought?
Yeah. Apparently,
Russo, whatever the hell, Vince Russo, whatever his name is, I'm freaking half out of it.
Vince Russo.
Ah. apparently
Kanye, Russo booked that Cena match.
Apparently, Kanye West had a performance that was ruined by the people at I don't know. Who cares about, who cares about the Billboard Music Awards, right?
Who cares about Kanye West?
The majority of Kanye West's performance at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards was censored. Performed his new single All Day and Black Skinhead off Yeezus. And of course, you know, it's not like they this was on any network. It was on it was on ABC. So so yeah.
But if you'd have called somebody Remus, you'd have been okay.
ABC seemingly censored more than 75% of the performance.
Wow.
Let's see, do we have audio of this?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kendall and Kylie Jenner. It's an honor to introduce this great artist, a friend, an inspiration.
Those are booze.
And now, a doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kanye West.
Who made him a doctor? What is he a doctor?
They gave him an honorary. They got to give him an honorary doctorate from some school. But anyways, okay, here's the performance. A lot of pyro in this performance. There are the sensors. Hey, yep, this is... That's ABC.
So you think the mouse isn't going to censor him?
Oh, it's... There you go. That long pause was ABC. I didn't know. I'm not altering this video. Yep.
What was the censoring?
I don't know. Because the thing is, the
lyric.
I don't know the song.
Wait.
The censor's still going on. This is the video still running. In case you're wondering. Not even a good song.
None of this shit's good. He's the most overrated fucking rapper. I love my hip hop I've ever fucking heard. Besides High School Dropout, everything he has ever fucking put out sucks.
No, he's not overrated. Everything he does is great, but he's not overrated.
He sucks.
He is overrated.
There's a reason Jay-Z didn't sign him in the beginning. I mean, he sucks.
What do you mean he didn't sign him in the beginning?
Well, whoever in the fuck ended up signing him, I mean, he sucks. I mean, I've been listening to hip hop since fucking 1984. For him to be up there with the top of the list of motherfuckers like Biggie and Pac and all them motherfuckers,
way
it's
before
a joke.
No, he was a Rockefeller way before his first album.
Well, whoever didn't sign him, somebody didn't sign him back then. Baby or somebody didn't sign him. Somebody gave him away. I forget. I saw the story.
Yeah. Well,
I forget. I don't know. It was something Damon Dash was talking about.
No, what happened was, for his first album, they wanted him to do like Dr. Dre's Chronic, where it'd be a lot of other people rapping on it, and he would just be the producer. And Dame pushed for him to rap his own album.
He just sounds like he's yelling and just like screaming a lot.
He sounds angry.
He's an angry person.
I don't see what do you like that, Tony C? I mean, personally,
no.
He's just an angry fella.
This is enough. Black man in this world.
I know.
Yeah.
His name is Rage.
I liked High School Dropout. There were some songs. That was his first one, right? High School Dropout, or the one with the little bear on it. What was that?
College Dropout,
whatever the hell. That was good, and then it just got like he went wacko. I mean, just went wacko.
Anyways, let's move on.
He got on the album with Jay-Z and went angry all on that. Yeah, he, your whole verse, you rapping aggressive.
He's an angry person in general. That's it.
Jay-Z, whenever he collaborates with somebody, it sucks. Him and R. Kelly's album, it sucked too.
Anyways, going back,
Kanye was all right, but it was because of him.
The best collaboration he had was Jay-Z, and who was the rock band that he was with? He did an album with a rock band.
One Direction. Anyways, let's move back to this pay-per-view.
Okay.
John Cena versus Rusev in an I Quit match. Now, of course, this was not a Magnum TA Tully Blanchard classic, but entertaining nonetheless. That ended up with Rusev getting dumped in the pyro pit, so to speak.
I thought he was on fire.
He should have been, but I guess
I had flashbacks of Jeff Hardy when I seen that.
I mean, this is like, you know, when Big Show chokeslammed Cena into the spotlight.
And he still lived.
And he still lived.
The Batman searchlight.
Anyways,
Cena.
John Cena.
I thought when I seen the pyro, when Rusev first did the pyro, I thought he was gonna try to set Cena on fire. That's probably about the only way you're gonna win.
Look, the pyro, man. That's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
Who would win in an I Quit match? Cena or Jason Voorhees? Who's harder to kill?
At this point,
let's keep it on Earth. Let's keep it.
It is on Earth. You can't. Neither one of them ain't gonna die.
Oh man! All right.
This
well,
this is my little man.
Cena. He's victorious again. He didn't pass out to the accolade. Rusev took down one of the ropes. Cardinal mistake. And then it was used against him to what we assume was him saying, I quit. But who knows? Come to find out that they will probably bring in a translator that'll say that's not what he said.
And hey, Surfer, you talking about keeping it on Earth.
But then again,
Jason Voorhees is in the new Mortal Kombat game. So there.
There you go.
Okay, well, that's done.
And it was Jay-Z and Linkin Park. They put out some good shit. Jay-Z and Linkin Park.
So, how long before Lana goes solo now?
I think she's going to go solo probably effective Monday.
Is she going to go?
No, Lana's in the stable. She's in the stable role with Mark Mara. They're doing the same shit.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, is she going to go down to NXT first and wrestle? Or is she going?
She's been in NXT for a while. I mean, she's been training, but she hasn't. She's been down that route already.
She's wrestling
in the main route, so they can't demote her. With what
she is,
she gets
training.
A great response.
She's training, Surfer.
She'll be in Playboy within a year.
I don't think that'll happen, but Lana's.
And is Rusev going to get buried because of this?
No,
I mean, what are they going to do with him?
I think he'll come around and do something else. But the thing at the end of the day, though, is I think this is it now for Cena and Rusev. There's no reason for them to continue it, regardless of what Rusev may or may not have said.
Agreed.
Rusev will be back. He'll be like Rob back. You have to get built back up.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe he'll team up, be a tag team with somebody.
Maybe he'll come in with.
But Landon was one of the main reasons he was over.
Yeah, but maybe he'll come in with Zeb Coulter now.
Okay, I was thinking somebody, a manager. I thought the same thing. I didn't think of Zeb.
I, you know what? Him and Swagger can reform the superpowers.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, there
Good
you
for
go.
The Crockett Cup.
That or
bring in Vladimir Kozlov.
That or bring in. I'm sure Brigitte Nielsen's not doing anything. You know what is she? 60? 70 years old, something like that.
Have a press conference where you say you think. When she say you think you are so very good and we are so very bad.
Or we'll get that. What would the other guy? That's right. Make jokes. You remember bad at
mouth.
Yeah, the commie.
Well, this pathetic champ, little man, you call a champion. He comes at the defeat. We go. We get to him, say we go.
Yeah, I think he's going to tag team with somebody now.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Yep, I agree. Yeah,
no, maybe
they don't think of that, but it makes sense.
Maybe they'll bring in Nikolai Volkov.
That's after the chamber. Rusev is going to be in that chamber match. He's going to be in one of them pods.
What's Boris Zukov up to?
Oh, God.
Bringing Sheik Adnan out, Casey? What the fuck? Bring him in a wheelchair to manage him?
I think...
If you ask me, Cena's got to drop that belt at Elimination
Chamber. I think I know the route we need to go. I almost said his real name. We need to go the route of Crusher Khrushchev. Barry Darso.
Crusher.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
God.
He's a Russian sympathizer.
The Russian.
Anyways. But yeah, Nikita Koloff would be ideal for him. Cena, you are in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's what's going on.
Rusev.
And then, hey, who's Sting going to wrestle? Maybe he'll wrestle Sting.
I don't know. I mean, it's difficult to say what Sting's next task in the E is going to be. You know?
They're going to let him be off for a whole year. Well, he showed up this year, what, at Survivor Series?
At the Survivor Series.
I mean, last year?
Yeah.
So we'll probably see him again around about that time.
Naomi and Tamina defeated the Bella Twins.
Surfer got his rocks off today.
I know he did.
Did you like the finish on that?
Not really.
It was a bad night of finishes.
I think they were, the matches just were kind of like haphazardly put together and just said, you know what, if this happens, it happens. That's about it, you know? Neville and King Barrett. Neville won via countout. After the match, Barrett tried to attack Neville, but Neville did get the upper hand eventually, German suplexing Barrett, breaking his scepter, and then he hit what was a spectacular red arrow on Barrett.
I like that spot.
Yeah, it was very good. And he broke his scepter in the process. I thought he dented his crown, but he wasn't wearing it.
So this feud resumes also, right? We've got to have an aftermath.
I think the feud will probably continue, depending on if they want to...
They're both going to be in the chamber.
Yep, that's a good thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
The backseat.
How many pods is it? It's like...
Six. Or no, it's four pods with two wrestlers all starting the match.
Well, a total of six people.
Yeah.
How many titles on the line? What, eight? No, four? Three?
Right now, I think only advertised as two. Right now,
with Cena's and who else?
No, the Intercontinental and the Tag Team titles.
Oh, well, you don't know for the other two.
Yeah, so we'll have to see.
Do you guys like the Elimination Chamber?
It's okay. I think it's just, you know, WWE, with the exception of the Punjabi prison match, WWE actually puts some thought into their structure matches, and there was a lot of thought put into the Elimination Chamber. I prefer, because the elements of an Elimination Chamber is based off War Games, I prefer a War Games match.
Definitely.
But it'd be difficult to do a War Games match with a singular title on the line, so I understand why they haven't done it. But WWE could have always done a War Games match somewhere, you know.
The match has just never appealed to me. It's not one of my favorite pay per views. Yeah.
You know, Helen,
like a bad board game that you buy and you set up and you don't get it, and it just doesn't make sense.
It's like that game. What's that game? Mousetrap?
Mousetrap. Yeah. It's like he looks really cool in the store looking at the box, but then you come home and then you play it once, or you get it for Christmas, the kids. And we got it upstairs right now, I guarantee. Okay. It has been open since the fucking Christmas 6 years ago.
I, you know what? It's okay. It's not my favorite, but Same with Hell in a Cell, not my favorite. You know, but it's there.
There's only two Hell in a Cells I ever liked, and Austin and Vince and Mankind and Taker. Those were the only two that I ever really got into.
I mean,
Austin and Vince, that was just steel cage.
Yeah, that was a
steel cage. Wasn't just a steel cage?
Yeah. In the old fashioned.
Well, Vince took a hell of a pop on the Spanish announce table.
That was using the old fashioned blue cage painted black.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, then that was a good one. Besides that, then Mankind and Taker. And that match, you know, Mankind made that shit happen.
And having been in the building for a couple of Hell in a Cell matches and a couple of cage matches, a Hell in a Cell really does nothing for a live crowd. Cage match, different story.
Oh, you've been to a Hell in a Cell?
Oh, I've been to a few of them.
Okay.
I've been to a few.
The pay-per-view was in Miami, a couple years ago,
right? The pay-per-view was in Miami about a year and a half ago. And then at WrestleMania, there was Undertaker and Triple H in Hell in a Cell, and I was there. That was okay. That was a good one, only because of the atmosphere. But I've been there a couple of times when the Cell was
more
there.
The audience of the whole Mania event?
Exactly.
Okay.
I went to... there was a Survivor Series here in Miami where there was a Hell in a Cell.
Taker of Sean from Bad Blood wasn't bad.
That was the first one. You know? And then of course I was in the building the night Mick Foley returned to the WWE after being gone for 18 months, and he was announced as the special guest referee of the Triple H Kevin Nash Hell in a Cell match. And the Hell in a Cell was brought in that night for just the night.
For the Raw,
and it was nice, but the thing is, it really just doesn't do anything for the live crowd.
Okay.
Because you know why? They do too much on the outside, and when you're at a live event, you really can't see what's going on at ringside, unless you're at ringside.
And then when you rewatch it, you're like, wow, I didn't notice it.
I didn't notice that.
Like football games, and I'll DVR them, and I'll watch them. Like, fuck, I didn't see any of those.
Exactly. Now, I will say this. It is freaky looking at the Hell in a Cell hanging there, and then it comes down. And I've seen both versions of the Hell in a Cell. The original one, the one that Mankind was in, and then the modified version, which is like
smaller
another
one.
The original
was
smaller.
Tommy Wildfire, Rich, and Mad Dog Vasseur in the last bout of Atlanta, and Paul Ellering, I forget who he wrestled. He wrestled in one before that match, but only destroyed the fucking tapes like a jackass.
Well, the thing is that the first Hell in a Cell match, or the first Hell in a Cell, I should say, the first cage, was smaller than the one they currently use.
Yeah.
And the one they currently use is like another 10 feet higher. And when it was here in Miami, Paul Heyman climbed that damn thing. Or no, he didn't climb it. He had the cherry picker take him up
there. Yeah, cherry.
And I'm thinking when they got up there to do the work that they were going to do, I was like, oh shit, somebody's going to die tonight. Because when they get up on top of there, it's not very safe and it's not secure. But anyways.
Well, you know, have you ever seen the pictures of the last Battle of Atlanta cage?
No.
That was a Hell in a Cell. It had a top on it.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, but there's a YouTube story on it that's just pictures because Ole destroyed the fucking tapes like a jackass.
Right.
But it's the same thing. It's a complete enclosed steel cage.
But is it surrounding ringside? Or is it just surrounding the ring? Because that doesn't. Because the thing that classifies it a Hell in a Cell is that it surrounds the ringside area.
Yeah, I can see that. The first cage top, though. But then didn't, like, World Class have some shit way back where they had, like, a double chamber or some shit? Remember that?
I don't know.
Triple chamber of fear or something?
That was WCW. That had, like, a Tower of Doom.
You sure? I thought that was World Class.
No, I don't think. I think that's too
sophisticated. Texas Stadium.
I think it's too sophisticated.
Don't you talk about.
The Tower of Doom.
Talk bad about.
Well, listen.
The end, Hulkamania.
No, the Tower. Okay, there was the Tower of Doom, and then there was the Tower of. No. God, WCW had so much crap. They had the triple cage, obviously. Then they had the Tower of Doom, and then they had the.
The one from 2000.
The Thunder. Oh, now I remember. Now I remember. The Thunderdome. That's what I was trying to remember. Thunderdome.
Yeah. I'm reading it now. Shawn Michaels based. He's the one that came up with the Hell in a Cell based off of that Tommy Rich and Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer match.
Yeah,
I'm reading it right now. Yeah. I didn't know Shawn Michaels invented that.
No. I remember that. I remember him saying that. That he had said he had saw a match between, and it had a top on the. There was a top on the cage, but it didn't mean that it surrounded the ring. He says he suggested the idea, and they took it and they went with surrounding the ringside area.
Because
he said, and actually, you know what? I'm sure I could pull that audio of Sean explaining it. Because he said that
it's on the WWE Network. They're showing pictures. I'm looking at it right now. The Tommy Rich Buzz Sawyer. It's on the WWE Network.
He said that up until that point, they were using that old blue cage, and he said that cage was so painful and it hurt so much that he just wanted to do something. He wanted to, you know, upgrade the cage essentially, and that's when he suggested that. And he didn't. He never expected for them to come up with what they came up with. He thought that
Paul Ellering was Buzz Sawyer's manager, and he was putting the gimmick the small cage above the ring.
Right.
Do you remember how they would put Cornette in that sometimes or whatnot?
The shark.
That's
cage.
What that was.
Yeah. Well, World Heavyweight.
I remember you remember Brett tore up the blue cage the night he turned heel on Raw.
Yeah, I remember that. World title was on the line. Seth Rollins retained against Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose. It was entertaining for about 30 seconds when the Shield reunited.
And did the triple the bomb?
And did the triple bomb, and then they tried to do it on Kane, and it didn't work. And then they did it again because the crowd was chanting, "Right, one more time." There was a couple of spots tonight where the table didn't give. One with Cena.
I said the Botchamania people were loving tonight.
Yeah, one with Cena, and then another one in the main event.
Right after the bell rang, Russo said, "I quit." Did anybody catch that?
Right after the bell rang for. To start
in
the match,
Russo let out. I don't know how in the hell it came out. He said, "I quit." And then another, he botched the Cena yelled out two spots. Did you guys hear when Cena yelled out the spots, which he normally does? You could hear exactly what the fuck he said.
No, I didn't catch them. Usually, I'm pretty good. I didn't catch anything today.
Cena went through a table and got up and did an AA.
Yeah, into the pyro pit.
Did you like the pyro thing?
It was all right. I think when they involve pyro like that, it's just...
It is cheesy.
It's a waste of money. I'm sure that cost WWE, you know, $5,000 just to do that one little...
Yeah, you're probably right.
That one little spot. Yeah. But hey, you know, if that's what they want to do, go ahead. Mazel tov. So Seth Rollins retained. And then after the match, Triple H came out to celebrate with Seth Rollins, but Seth Rollins won with the pedigree.
Yup.
Did you like that pedigree?
No, I don't like it when anybody else does the pedigree.
It was shitty looking, I thought it.
Because I don't recall...
He got no height on it or anything.
Nothing. I don't recall anybody else other than Triple H. I mean, okay, there are people that probably used it as a one-off spot in a match because of Triple H, but I don't recall anybody else using the pedigree as their finish.
Either. Stephanie, outside of Stephanie.
Stephanie, okay. Well, she doesn't count, really.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
Did Harley Race ever use it? Because half of his arsenal was stolen from Harley Race.
I don't know. I don't think I ever saw Harley Race.
The high knee.
The high knee, yeah. I don't think I ever saw him, though, do a pedigree.
I'm joking.
I know. But you know what? That it's, you're talking about Harley Race. I remember when Harley Race would do a cross body, and it's just like looking like a sack of bricks just flying through the air. Oh man. What'd you guys think of the main event?
Predictable, but it was good, I guess. It wasn't a bad match. It wasn't a bad match. Roman actually didn't do bad. I mean, was it a great main event? No. Like, top of a pay-per-view? In my opinion, no, but I can live with it, I guess, for what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I wanted to work. I wanted somebody else to win. I didn't give a shit who else won, but just somebody.
Yeah. 954-889-7268 Double A the Rant, all one word on Skype. We're gonna be on the air another.
No, you were wrong. I'm sorry, Double.
No, we're gonna be on the air another 15-20 minutes. If anybody has any comments on what they thought about this pay per view, I mean, it was okay. Nothing like, you know. This ain't the Royal Rumble, and of course not all 13, 14 pay-per-views are going to be winners.
True.
Yeah, we got another one in 2 weeks.
Yes, man.
Yeah. What were we saying, Tony? Say?
No, I said we got another one in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Now, I'm debating whether or not I'm going to take that one off and just not and leave the... I think I'm going to have Phil do the coverage on that, but... But yeah, I mean, it's like it's too much.
We got what, three in the matter of
in 30 days.
30 days. Pay Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank is 4 weeks from tonight.
Damn, that's my anniversary. Is it June 14th?
Yeah, Sunday night, June 14th.
Uh oh.
We'll have to figure that out, Tony. Well, one thing at a time. One thing at a time.
And
one event at a time, Tony.
WWE, you're in the way.
I know, right?
You could have waited till the 21st.
I think that's Slammiversary.
Oh, June 21st?
Yeah.
But then 2 weeks after, 2 weeks after Money in the Bank, you got, what's the one? Not Battleground, right?
Battlegrounds in July. Something like that, yeah.
Great.
It's going to be busy times. Anyways.
No days off.
Nope. Let's run quickly through the schedule here while we give people a chance if anybody wants to call in. Tomorrow night, we're not going to have a new episode of That Awful Podcast. Will was unable to tape a show today. So what we're actually going to do tomorrow at 7 p.m., we're going to rerun both the pre-show and the post-show from tonight. That'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on Rant Am Radio. Following Monday Night Raw tomorrow night will be a live episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee and Rage. Then on Tuesday, it'll be another rabble-rousing episode of The Rant. Wednesday, another big night of coverage here on the network beginning at 7 p.m. with Phil. He's going to be hosting the NXT TakeOver Unstoppable pre-show. That's at 7 p.m. here on Rant Am Radio. Then you can chat with us during the event in the network chat room. And then at 10 p.m. you will have a live Turnbuckle Throwbacks, a full episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks that will also serve as a post-show for NXT TakeOver Unstoppable. Thursday night, you'll get a brand new episode of the Rexplex at 7 p.m. followed by Rant and Wrestling at 9. Then on Friday this week, and I don't know yet, we're still working out all the details, I believe we're going to have some sort of marathon programming courtesy of Kid Human, but we'll have to see how what's going to go on there. I have to work out the details still. That may be on Friday. Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show, live at 11 p.m. with William Morgan. Next Sunday, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Jordan Cobb and Surfer. That'll be at 5 p.m. Monday on Memorial Day. So that'll be Monday, May 25th. Will be the best of 2015 so far. It'll be the best programs of Rant Am Radio of 2015 so far. The marathon will begin at 8 a.m. and will run all day Memorial Day. Tuesday, May 26th, will be the Rant Am Radio Triple Header. It all starts at 7 p.m. with That Awful Podcast, followed by a live episode of The Rant at 8 p.m. Then at 11, we'll wrap it up with a live edition of Freaks and Effin' Geeks. So you definitely do not want to miss out on that. The next time we'll bring you special event coverage will be 2 weeks from tonight, Sunday, May the 31st. For Elimination Chamber, we'll have a live pre-show at 7 p.m., followed by a live chat. And I assume if the event is 3 hours long, it could be 2 hours like an In Your House. We'll have a post show. We'll have a post show once it goes off the air. And the next time we'll have a full pay-per-view coverage will be 4 weeks from tonight on Sunday, June 14th, for WWE Money in the Bank, which will be in Brian's backyard of Columbus, Ohio.
On the May 26th, can we have the Brian birthday bash with Mr. Urkel? This is the Mr. X, this is your life.
Maybe.
Are you going to go, Brian?
Are you,
what's that?
Are you going to Money in the Bank?
Money in the Bank.
It's up in the air. They got to come at me with something to... if I would have went to tonight's pay-per-view, I'd have been pissed. I'll tell you that. And there's plenty of tickets online. There's plenty of tickets on Craigslist. Right. You can get a ticket for $50 and get in the building.
Yeah.
It just depends. I would be mad if I go and it's just a shitty event. I would have been pissed if I would have went at tonight's pay-per-view. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I have a lot more bigger things on the horizon this summer.
Yeah. Coming up on June the 2nd, the What Are You Reading comic book show primetime special, and no, surfer, you're not getting out of that. That'll be on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. We're going to see what kind of fun and frivolity that him and Jordan can conjure up on a Tuesday night, of all things. We're working on putting together a roundtable for the Great American Bash that will air sometime in July. But also mark it on your calendars, coming up on Sunday, August 26th. Rant M Radio presents Castle Slam 2015. That'll be Brian and Rage going head-to-head in a White Castle eating contest.
Mr. X, gotta use my gimmick for the freaking thing. Come on now.
Okay.
did anybody notice? I did. I get alerts from the page, and during the pay-per-view, Rage finds that Sonny is going to be doing vivid porn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on the rant on Tuesday, but yeah, Sonny's...
okay.
Sonny,
I'm just like, does he watch these pay-per-views? Does he look at the page?
No, I don't think so.
Two things in the last 2 days. Surfer posted something 2 days before, and then it's just like he posts shit like a fucking kid, and he doesn't
look at
what's going on the page.
But you know what? He's hyper.
Yeah.
I get that, but you should still scan the page before you post something, like wanting to get people's comments. And it's like, Surfer, you're on here now, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
That video you posted, I found that very hilarious, of the whatever that was.
The reason why I posted, because it just seemed bizarre.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was nuts. But then he posted it yesterday. Then earlier today, he posted the John Cena and Nikki Bella doing the shitter, the pink shirt shitter thing. And I said real quick, this has already been posted, and he removed it really fast. I'm like, do you even look at what the fuck's posted on the
page?
No,
he doesn't. He don't care. But yeah, once you scream porn, that's it.
Sonny, really? Like I quote, I made a comment on his post. I was like, I hope she's doing some DDP yoga.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to see her getting fucking fucked at this point? Seriously, I mean, it's like MILF over fucking, like one of the MILF videos they're filming. I mean, is it going to be a dark lighting scene?
Still don't get the hawk picture that was posted.
What was that, Surfer?
What? Still don't get the hawk picture that was posted.
You didn't see it?
No, I saw it. I'm saying, like, what was the thought behind putting that up?
I don't know. Gotta ask.
To get a thumbs up or whatever that shit is.
Yeah, get
a like.
Yeah. He posts a lot.
Fuck
of
a like. I could give a fuck if anybody likes any of my shit. I put it up for fucking my enjoyment. If people want to read it, they can read it.
I mean, he put up so much garbage. Let me see here. He put up. We're gonna review Rage's Instagram here.
Check my Twitter account. I've blocked over 100 people since I opened it 2 weeks ago. I told him, don't follow me because I'm going to block you, then I can't see what the fuck you're posting. I don't fucking give a fuck about people following me.
Oh, we taking bets?
Give a shit.
On the date?
For what?
Whether or not he's going to go or is something going to happen at the last second?
I don't know.
For him not to go?
I don't know. No, I think we should just leave him be in that aspect. He posted a picture
with what?
His date this week.
Oh, that shouldn't be around the business. You got to keep your girl and shit away from the business. Rick Rude. That was Rick Rude information. Don't bring your wife into the business.
I hope it's not Carmen.
He posted a picture of a transformer with a boner. Let's see.
Oh, God.
Let's see. He says he's not watching the playoffs, but his thing is full of hockey stuff.
Braves don't know his mouth, his ear from his ass. So
exactly.
So don't even pay him no mind.
No.
That boy Bastion earlier, I think you put him off the post show. Oh, if he even watched the pay per view.
No, I don't think he did.
Of course.
I don't think he did.
But he'll go on Freezing Geeks tomorrow and talk about everything. Everybody, double A, you have to stick up for us on that sometimes.
I'll see if the third wall will be broken. Or the fourth wall, I should say.
He likes to try to get out there.
You know, I'm supposed to remain. Bit. I'm supposed to remain clandestine in that format.
As the producer.
As the producer. Anyways,
so what was the match of the night tonight? What do you guys think the match?
I think the tag team title match was the match of the night.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree on that.
The New Day stole the show.
But you know what? Usually the tag team title matches, if the other matches are weak, it's usually the tag team title matches that really gets the match of the night star. I mean, look at the matches that the Usos had with Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. The Shield versus this team, so on and so. I've noticed that a lot of the tag team matches ended up being the match of the night for many of the pay-per-views of the last 2 or 3 years. You know?
Well, at least they're on the main card now because the tag title match used to be in the fucking Primus show match.
Right.
Yeah. So, Double A, how do you think they're going to work this tag team chamber situation?
Honestly, I think I figured it out. I thought that they were going to put, you know, six teams in there, but no, I think
what it's teams? Going, what six teams?
Well, it would have been the New
the
Day
from the night.
Would have been the two, yeah. Would have been Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, the New Day, Primetime Players, the Lucha Dragons.
Where's the guy Jumping Bomb Angels at? I haven't seen them in a while. Is that the Luchadors?
Then the Lucha Dragons. It would have been the Lucha Dragons, and probably
where are they? Have they been on Raw?
Oh, yeah,
they
were on SmackDown. I think like a week or two ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways,
I like them guys.
Yeah. Let's see, what was I going to say? One more thing, and that was it. And then I forgot what it was. Oh, no, but I think what it's going to be is that it's going to be a triple threat, essentially, and you're going to have members of each team in the pod. So basically, I think that's how it's going to work. I think it's going to be.
How's the three bird rule going to work?
I don't know.
How they deal with that.
It's going to work out somehow, but yeah.
Seems like it may be kind of court to do a tag team.
Yeah.
Have they had a tag team pod match?
No.
Nope.
Huh.
This will be the first one ever.
This will be interesting. Can they fit two people in the little deal?
I don't know. I think so.
But like the New Day said, how they gonna put all three of us in there? We can't fit.
Big E can't fit.
No.
You can't fit in there.
We're too big.
He's like fucking. He got to walk sideways through hallways. I'm sure he's pretty wide.
All three of them. They're trying to take.
It would make sense for the other two.
But it's not going to work.
Hold on.
I seen Kofi get beat up before the chamber match and lose his spot. So
yeah,
anything happened.
Kofi's been in the chamber before too. So
yeah,
he got beat up.
Yeah, he was in one.
He was in one chamber. Yeah,
he didn't participate.
And the other one he didn't participate in.
And the person who took his spot won that match, didn't he?
Edge, yeah.
Edge, yo.
Oh,
he's
man.
The first person to lose the chamber match and win it in the same.
Yeah. The only person too.
The only person to do it.
Yeah.
Cena's the only one to win one and still lose the title.
Yeah.
It happened to him twice.
Oh,
two championship matches and lost.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to look up one quick thing, and then I think we're going to call it a night. any final thoughts?
You know we're 5 minutes away from you know what.
From what?
Tony C, you're supposed to chime in here.
Oh!
A new day. A new day.
It's always a new day. They didn't like it when Byron Saxton did it, though.
No, that's, they didn't like it at all.
We're 5 minutes away. You need to start having the song ready if we're on. Well, we're usually not on that lately.
Yeah.
The New Day song.
Well, real quick, we're going to remind you, again, coverage Wednesday for NXT TakeOver Unstoppable. We're going to, let me just run down real quick what's going to be the card for the thing. So Phil will go over all this. Bayley and Charlotte versus Dana Brooke and Emma. Baron Corbin versus Rhino in a singles match. Triple threat match to determine the number one contender for the NXT Championship. Finn Balor against Hideo Itami and Tyler Breeze. Of course, Hideo Itami out of that match because of an injury. Blake and Murphy, who are the NXT Tag Team Champions, defend their titles against Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy. Sasha Banks defends her NXT Women's Championship against Becky Lynch. And the main event sees Kevin Owens defending his title against Sami Zayn. And the NXT Championship will be on the line. That's this Wednesday here on the live on the WWE Network. Our coverage, of course, here on Rant Am Radio at 7 p.m. And I think that's it, guys.
Yeah. Let's do this again in 2 weeks.
Let's do it again in 2 weeks. We'll see everybody starting tomorrow with a brand new episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks live at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw. And don't forget to join us on all the shows here on Rant Am Radio, and download us all on iTunes. Leave your comments, feedback, and things of that nature. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to thank everybody in the chat room, and in all the chat room's been rocking all night. Both Josh's, Maddie Legend, Pastor Sadell, nobody was in there earlier. I saw Rex, Big Tone, Mr. Hightower. Yeah, the chat room was rocking all night long. So, with that said, for Tony C, for Surfer, for Brian, I'm Double A. Thank you for joining us tonight, everybody. Have a good night, everybody.